This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Jury deliberations are underway in a federal civil rights trial in Denver. CPR's Matt Bloom reports the city's police department is accused of violating protesters' First Amendment rights.
This is the state's first case to make it to trial that stems from the George Floyd protests almost 2 years ago. A dozen plaintiffs say police improperly used tear gas and rubber bullets against them while they were peacefully protesting. City attorneys argue the demonstrations were unprecedented in size and violence, and that officers did their best to protect public safety. A jury could award money to the plaintiffs for their injuries and alleged rights violations, and the judge could order the department to change how it responds to future protests. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Congressman Jason Crow says his new bipartisan climate bill will help make communities more resilient. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, it's modeled after earlier efforts in Colorado.
The federal legislation is co-sponsored by the Aurora Democrat and North Carolina Republican David Rauser. If approved, it would authorize a $1.2 billion grant program for states to set up resiliency offices to help local governments prepare for climate disasters. Crow says it's clear why that's attracted bipartisan support.
Either we spend a small amount of money now to prevent natural disasters, or we spend many more times that amount of money later after it happens.
Colorado first created a state resiliency office in 2013. It's now working to get communities ready for droughts, floods, fires, and other disasters. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.